Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, and welcome to an hour of mind power. Well, today we are going to be doing something a little different. Now, if you've had lunch, dinner, breakfast, wherever you are in the country or in the world, that's a good thing, because I think by the time we're finished with this next half hour, you're probably going to be salivating. So get yourself a pad of paper and a pen, because we've got two dynamic women. We're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about this afternoon. Their book is called Carefree Gourmet, and it's about buffets and parties. Andrea Olguin and Pam Kreutzmann is with me today, and I want to welcome both of you ladies.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
This was such a delightful book to go through, and I don't know about anyone else listening, but I like food, and I also like to have parties, but oh my goodness. I mean, I've had parties anywhere from two people up to 65. And of course, you always have to plan for this. But what I liked about your book right off the bat is that your first word in the book was basically parties. You know, we all like parties, but sometimes they can be such a stressful factor. Now, I want you each to give a little bit of your background and how you ended up getting together. So, Andrea, why don't you start off? How is it that you got into the world of cooking? What was it that grabbed your attention where you said, this is what I want to put my focus on?
Well, back in college, I started catering for Bristol Farms, which is a gourmet market out here, and then an independent caterer. Mm-hmm. And I dreamed of being a chef and running a restaurant, and so I went to UCLA's culinary arts program for a while. And then I decided that I didn't want to work those long hours.
Uh-huh. It's work.
But I love food, and I love entertaining. And so friends knew that I did, and they kept asking, help, help, I'm having a bar mitzvah, I'm having a bridal shower, I'm doing this, can you come over and help? And hence the idea to put together a book that's kind of an A to Z, mm-hmm. and but it's simple, and it's not complicated, because what people were finding is that what was out there was complicated, and it doesn't need to be complicated to have a great time. Now, Pam and I connected up because Pam actually was my boss.
Hey, Pam.
Yes.
Oh, yes. There we go. Okay. All right.
And she'll tell you that one of the reasons why she hired me was because I catered, and
right.
She knew. She knew that was tough work, and you had to juggle a lot of things. So I'll let her talk a little bit more about her introduction to food.
Yes, right, now, what started you? Here we have Andrea. She always had a passion for food, but how did you get into this?
Well, you know, actually, it kind of came from my family. We lived abroad because my parents were missionaries, and we lived in South America, and my mother did a lot of entertaining. Whenever we had guests from the States coming in, you know, we would always entertain, and there would also be dignitaries. And so I just, you know, the whole thing about hospitality is what I learned from essentially my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the love of food. I've got some Italian in me, so love food.
I can equate with that.
Food,
yes,
Donna.
Ma'am.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
So, you know, at the office, both Andrea and I were always the one that people would go to whenever there was an office party that needed to be planned. And so at some point, Andrea kind of tapped me on the shoulder because she got the idea to actually, it started out as a website was her initial idea. And then we got down to putting it in writing.
And Pam, just so you know, she is a photographer, and so she did all the pictures in the book.
Terrific.
This was a great collaboration, yes.
Wow. Now, how the two of you were interacting together, and you've been doing this, what prompted, I know you just said that you needed to have something simple. Is that why you decided to do this book, to have it as an intro? I mean, or is this something that you're going to be going forward with? With this book, what made you choose the particular recipes and other things? I'd like some background on that, because it's not a real thick book, but it's loaded with a lot of good information.
Right. Well, we found that a lot of our friends, you know, a lot of our friends are very capable people. You know, it wasn't that, but somehow they just, you know, would get stymied by, I think, the overall idea of putting on a party for a dozen or two people. And so the idea that we had was, if we can pull together a bunch of recipes and somehow organize them in such a way that, you know, we put together six different types of parties in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So all you have to do is think of, which one of these parties do I want to do? And we've given you the theme and all the recipes that you need. And as you probably saw, Donna, not all the recipes are from scratch. There were
Yes.
a couple of recipes that were box adaptations, and there were a couple of an instance or two probably in each party where we said, you know what, you can get this at Trader Joe's. It tastes great. All you do is pop it in your oven.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tell you what your resources are. And then with those recipes, we figured out the shopping list for that entire party. And we also give you timelines. So we're telling people that you can do certain things 4 weeks ahead, a week ahead, a day ahead. And so by breaking it down into those manageable steps, it's not so scary. And then you have energy for your own party at the day of.
Oh, boy, is that the truth. I've given parties where by the time I finished, it's like, did I see anybody while I was there?
Right.
You know, and I'm the hostess.
Get out of the kitchen.
And that is why, Donna, we did pick buffets instead of doing a sit-down. And
mm-hmm.
because we wanted to be able to have the host and hostess put the food out and mingle with their friends. Pam and I both have the experience, like you're saying, of being in the kitchen, being exhausted, and thinking, you know, I just catered a party for my friends, but I didn't get to see them.
That's right. That is so true. And the larger the crowd, the more difficult it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one of the suggestions you have is placing things so people can get to them easily. And that's one of my greatest pleasures, is to, you know, ring the bell, whatever it is, when it's time to eat, and say, this is where it is, this is what you got, you take care of yourselves, and you go. Because
exactly.
You are just, and when you're a hostess, and I know both of you can relate to this, you want to have your guests enjoy themselves, but it sometimes can really be a challenge, especially if you haven't planned well enough ahead, and maybe you have, like if you're having a buffet, you got 10 extra people that popped in you weren't expecting, or, you know, there's just all kinds of scenarios that can go wrong.
Exactly.
So this is something where I think not only is your book lovely to go through, but I really, really enjoyed the fact that you have, you know, like you have a buffet, dazzling desserts. I did a dessert party 1 year. I'll never forget this as long as I live. I baked, I fixed 20 different desserts.
Wow.
And by the time I finished and my table was set up and my guests came in, they all looked at it and they said, well, this is a nice way to die. We're going to go. They all knew it was a dessert party. But they said, we've never had so much good stuff in my life. But that was a big lesson for me, because I had fixed so much that unless they were, you know, 500-pound, you know, halfbacks or fullbacks off of football teams, the likelihood of it all being consumed was pretty remote. So fortunately, some of it could be frozen. But that's something you have to take into consideration, too, is portions.
You do, and Pam and I have to admit that we tend to always have a little bit more, and it's just one of those things where we don't want to run out of food.
Yes.
That happened to me at a catering job back when I was in my early 20s, and it was the most mortifying thing that we ran out of food. And so lesson learned, and we need to Be careful of that, though. Pam does have a tendency to want to go a little bit more.
Right.
So I'm the one putting the brakes on about how much, but we always want to make sure there's plenty. And, you know, we always have containers to send people home with food. And people
you
love
do
that
what
too.
I do. You have a doggy bag special. I just love
yes.
it. And you know what? I have people standing in line saying, yeah, I'll take some of that. Yeah, I'll take some of that.
Of course.
So I get rid of my leftovers very, very quickly, especially if you have single guys that don't have anybody around to mooch off
right.
of to get their food.
Right.
Well, and people really appreciate made, you know, homemade food.
Yes,
they really
they
do.
They really, really do. Now, you've got, like I said, a combination of things. You've got a buffet for an afternoon tea or dessert. You've got something for brunch. You've got something in here for a Brazilian barbecue and casual Cajun and then a cocktail party. You go into the type of tools and supplies that people need, serving pieces, and then the photography that goes along with this. You must have had a lot of volunteers to eat this food.
Well, and in fact, we did the food twice, at least
twice.
Right.
Because oh my
we would
goodness.
Do test parties, and we would test out these different recipes and then test out the entire party on our friends. And then they would critique us, and, you know, we'd look things over and see if we needed to tweak anything. And then once we had a sense that we had it right, you know, for that party, then we would cook it all over again so we could take the pictures. And so, yeah, our families and friends benefited quite a bit.
They were well fed during this time.
Yes, yes. And did you also have a 5-mile track they went out running on after they ate?
No,
oh,
but
my
we have
goodness.
Dogs that we walk. Right.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Those calories have to go somewhere. Give them out to the universe. That's what they need to do. Well, the dessert one, I really liked what you had. You had fresh strawberries with powdered sugar and chocolate fondue. Cheese and fruit platter, a chocolate torte, lemon bars, brownies, and cheesecake with raspberry sauce. Now I can, you know, it's enough to make you salivate. And you just give all of these wonderful, wonderful recipes, and even part of the recipe, like the one with strawberries with the powdered sugar, or the chocolate fondue, there were portions of that recipe that could be frozen in advance, and actually you could, you know, have something like for an emergency if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Have it in your freezer.
That's right. Yeah, we've got a few recipes that are like that where you can prepare it ahead and then freeze it, and then you just bring it out and thaw it the day of your party.
Now, you made a comment because you've got here a fancy display cake, and I don't know about anybody else, but if I'm going to have a piece of cake, and I'm not a big cake eater, by golly, it had better be something super spectacular because it's got to really taste good. And you recommended baking the cake or having one prepared if your time is really tight, which I really think is good, but you don't recommend freezing it in advance. You're saying picking it up. Am I correct?
Correct. That is your kind of your focal point on your table if you get something kind of lavish looking, and you do want it to be really fresh.
And sometimes with the cakes that you get at a bakery, some frostings, depending on the color of the frosting, they may run a little bit if you freeze it.
Okay, I got it, because there's a moisture level that affects it when it is thawing out.
Exactly.
So then it's going to be on, you know, not so pretty.
Exactly.
As it should be. You have a wonderful recipe for brownies in here and cheese and crackers. That's always a winner. And do you find that in today's world, people, when they're at parties, they're more discriminating about what they're eating? I mean, I've given parties where I have fixed fabulous food, and sometimes it seemed like everybody that came was on a diet. What do you do with that? I mean, you go and you plan, and they'll say, well, I'm sorry, but I can't have this, I can't have that. And maybe it's just something they started 2 weeks before they came to the party.
Right. Well, we have had some challenges with some of our friends. We have one friend who has to eat gluten-free. So there are some folks that you may have a sense of some special needs in their diet at the moment, and then sometimes you just don't know. So, you know, you might want to, you know, try to incorporate maybe one or two things on the menu that, you know, that might kind of go across the board with all people. But
right, and that's why with like the dessert buffet, we do have a fruit platter in there, you know, so that there is something more healthful. It's sweet, but it's still healthful to people to eat who are conscientious about that. We always make sure there's, you know, fresh green salads or something for them to eat. And in fact, Donna, we are working on our next book, and one of the things that we've gotten a lot of feedback on is creating recipes for diabetics, because there are so many diabetics in the United States now that we're looking at amending our book and adding some new recipes that people can make, because they know their friend or they know their uncle is diabetic and they want to make sure they have something that they can enjoy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to plan a lot, but if you plan well enough up front, you know, your party's a breeze.
That's true.
That's really what we try to stress in the book.
Mm-hmm. And I think when you're experienced with dealing with parties, that you learn what you want to do and what you don't want to do. And buffets, I just swear by them. I think that they are absolutely marvelous. And you want to be able to enjoy the people that you're with. And they know they can go back as many times as they want. There's nobody standing in line there that's going to smack their hands. If they want four servings of that chocolate cake or that special custard, they can have at it, because that's what it's there for. It's the fellowship and the friendships and the conversation. It's just wonderful. I really
right.
do like buffets. Now, you have a quiche recipe in here that I thought was so simple. So absolutely simple. And I've known people, when it comes to doing a quiche, they get a little paranoid. Yet it's one of the easiest things to fix. And years ago, I remember a very good friend of mine who had invited me and my husband over to her home with some other friends for this wonderful brunch. And she had fixed four or five different quiches. And I thought, this is incredible. I mean, it was just a taste bud delight. One had fish in, another would just had vegetables, another had, you know, bacon, ham. She had just done a beautiful job, and she had a nice salad, and it was done up buffet style. And I thought, this is so easy. It's just absolutely marvelous. And a quiche has been a part of my cooking menu, you might say, in so many different ways, whether it's a small group of people or a large group. It's really nice. Yours is terrific. It's just so easy, and I'd like to share the recipe with our listeners. This serves 8 people. And this goes into a casserole dish. It takes you 15 minutes to prepare. It'll take you about 35 minutes to cook it. And you can double the recipe, which is very important. That's another thing with your recipes, you talk about when you can double and not. So this is what you need, ladies and gentlemen. Got that pad of paper and pen handy? This is really easy. You need a cup of milk, 3/4 of a cup of half and half, 8 ounces of Swiss cheese, 4 eggs, and you want to beat them lightly, 4 whole eggs, and they should be at room temperature, 8 slices of bacon, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, 1 teaspoon of fresh chives, chopped finely, 1/8 teaspoon of nutmeg, and then you want to get a 9-inch deep dish pie crust, and that's going to be in your frozen section. So there's an item that you buy at the store, pull it out of the freezer. Real simple. You're going to preheat your oven to 450 degrees, Now, while that's going on, you can cook your bacon. You want to make sure it's nice and crisp. You want to drain your bacon on a paper towel. You want to bake the frozen pie crust for 5 minutes, remove that pie crust from the oven, and reduce the oven temperature to 400 degrees. And this is all you need to do. In a bowl, you put your milk, your cream cheese, your eggs, your crumbled bacon, your salt, pepper, chives, and nutmeg. And then you just pour the mixture into your pie crust. Do it very carefully. You want to cover it with aluminum foil to protect the pie crust from burning, and you bake it then for 35 minutes or until a knife inserted comes out clean. And then you transfer it to a rack, let it cool, and then you can cut it into 8 wedges. Now, I need to ask you ladies something. There is something here that says cream cheese. I was looking at this recipe you had here, and when I read the ingredients, I didn't see the cream cheese in there.
There should be a comma between the cream and the cheese, because the half and half is what we're calling cream. So you've got milk, cream, comma, cheese, eggs, and the bacon.
Okay.
All
right. So that is a correction that
yes.
I need to put in there.
Absolutely.
All right. Terrific. So we've got that. But a quiche, you can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong with those.
And what we found, Donna, was, you know, we've done a lot of events where we have samples, and we've made these recipes over and over for these events. And as you can see in the picture, we're not only just using, you know, the frozen pie crust that you can get in the grocery store, but we've also used puff pastry.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that puff pastry was a wonderful alternative to use as the crust for these quiches.
Oh, really? Now, what
yeah.
would you do with the puff pastry?
Well, the same thing. I mean, you would, you know, because they come out in, you kind of unfold them. They're not in a shell. So in using the puff pastry, you can put it in your own serving dish, and you might need to roll it out a little bit to get it in the shape that you need based on your serving dish.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes out to be a much lighter, fluffier, buttery texture than your standard frozen pie crust in the store.
Now, would you still bake it at the 450 for what? How
you
many minutes?
You could still do that, yeah.
You follow the exact same directions like
right.
you would for the pie crust.
Right.
Okay. And in your photo, that's what I see hanging over the edge because it's like a triangle
yeah.
of dough.
That's our flying quiche, yes.
That's your flying quiche. Okay. Well, I like that. So that's a good tip then, using a puff pastry.
Yeah.
That would give you an entirely different texture.
Mm-hmm.
To the
it would. And the other thing that we also recommend is you can take the pie crust, kind of getting back to the deep dish pie crust, you can take that pie crust out of that aluminum pie tin and fit that pie crust into one of your own casserole dishes or pie pans.
Mm-hmm.
And we like that idea as well because then, you know, it looks more homemade. And it just looks nicer on the table. So that's another little quick tip. Don't be afraid to do that. And if it kind of breaks apart, you know, when you're taking it out, that's okay. Just mush it all together, and you can just kind of roll it back out and pop it into your own casserole dish.
Another woman that says, mush it all together. This is a woman after my own heart. This is what I will say to my husband, and he says, that's not even a word. I said, yes, it is. You just mush it together. That's what you do. I love that. That is so cool. Okay, let's go forward here. And you've got a wonderful, you've got a broccoli and goat cheese bush. But let's go into, you have everyday ingredients that you can use. You have a cinnamon Kahlua coffee cake. I mean, just
mm-hmm.
that title alone, if anybody likes Kahlua, it's going to be something to say, I want one.
That is one of our favorite recipes that our customers like the most when we have our samples.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the box adaptation recipes.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. And I just love the picture of it. It's just so exquisite. But you have here, it's and here you go, ladies and gentlemen, two boxes of Pillsbury Cinnamon Swirl Quick Bread Coffee Cake or something similar. You want that kind of a product. And you want 4 eggs, 1 cup of water, a half a cup of Kahlua, and a half a cup of sour cream. And one of the things that you say, you've got to preheat your oven to 350 degrees, but you say grease and flour the bundt pan because you do not want this to stick.
Right.
And so that's very, very important. So you mix everything, the quick bread mix, the eggs, the water, the Kahlua, the sour cream, mix it all in one big bowl, and you can use either a spoon or a mixer. I'm lazy. I want the mixer. And then you put half of the batter into the bundt pan, and then you sprinkle all of the swirl mix that comes in the box, the cinnamon and sugar, and you put then the remaining batter over the swirl mix, and then you spread carefully to cover. Now, would you recommend just using a regular knife and using like an S motion just going through to create a mixture?
Yeah, you can use that, or even I've used like a, not a toothpick, but an ice pick, you know,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
those are nice and skinny too, and just kind of swirled, you know, through the cake batter to make a little pattern, and then you pop it in the oven.
And that bakes for anywhere from 55 to 60 minutes, depending on your oven.
Right.
And while the cake is baking, then you want to make the glaze, and you said if someone doesn't have a bundt pan, to use a loaf pan for each each bread mix, and you bake you adjust your baking time accordingly. And the glaze is 3/4 cup of powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons of softened butter, and 1 tablespoon of Kahlua. I mean, this is going to really tantalize the taste buds. And when you remove the cake, when it's removed, then you spoon it over the lukewarm cake, and it's just it's just going to melt slightly, and you're going to have this picture you've got of it. It's just like it's been just drizzled, and you have these pools of this yummy frosting. I mean, I can just see someone, if you were mixing this, giving them the bowl, and they're sitting there saying, okay, fix me another batch, because I'll just lick the frosting. But you do this, and it is absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And you just have all of these great tips in here. Planning time for baking. Now, with this cake, once it's baked, your Kahlua cake, should you bake it that morning that you're fixing it? Is it okay to refrigerate it? Do you put the so that maybe you could make it the day before? Because a lot of people are working. So if they're going to be having a party, they may want to do some preparation. With a cake like this, can you do it before?
Well, I've done it the night before a lot of times, or the afternoon before. And, you know, once it's thoroughly cooled, you can just wrap it well, you know, with saran wrap, something like that, so that it's airtight.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, that's when I've fixed up the glaze and then just, you know, put it on top and then took it to wherever I was going. So, yeah, you can do that ahead of time. We wouldn't recommend freezing this one in particular. I suppose you could if it was just the cake and you hadn't frosted it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so easy, you know, that doing it the day before really does not take that much energy.
You have a barbecue. Of course, this is the time of the year when people just love to be outside. Usually it's very hot. It's very warm. We're freezing here in the Pacific Northwest, but that's beside the point. That's typical for us. But barbecues, people just love barbecues. They love sitting out on their decks. I mean, after a long winter or whatever, this is just a joy to be able to enjoy the sunshine. And you have a Brazilian barbecue buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Pam, you talked about, you know, your mom and all of the wonderful things that she did when you were younger. You've got marinated chicken, shrimp, and beef kebabs, and your photo of this is just great. You've got a Brazilian garlic lime marinade that is just to die for, because it has a slight kick of hot sauce in it with that lime and white wine. And, oh, I mean, the recipes are just wonderful. And then you have a coconut cornbread, and I thought, holy Joseph, I better not make this for my husband because he's on a food program. No carb? Because one of his favorite foods is coconut. And I thought, a coconut cornbread? Holy Moses, where did that one come from?
Well, that's a standard Brazilian recipe, actually. So everything in here, well, probably with the exception of guacamole and chips, I mean, that's pretty standard fare for Brazil and what you would eat typically down there.
And you have a recipe in here for flan, and I've fixed that for so many people, and they just love it. But Cajun and all kinds of yummy, yummy things in this book. Now, I know we're just about out of time. I really wish we had smell aroma or something like this that could go along with the pictures that you have in this fabulous book, which is The Carefree Gourmet. Now, you've got a website, and that website is carefreegourmet.com. What are people going to find on your website?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on our website. We do send out, for those people that sign up on our mail list, we do send out a monthly party idea. So they'll get a new party with the recipes that go along with that. And, of course, you can buy our book on our website. You can find us in other locations, but if you buy the book at our website, we can personalize the book as a gift to somebody. And the other thing that we've been involved with is we've been doing kind of how-to videos that will show how to make one of these recipes. And you can go to our website, and we have the videos archived there. And more recently, we have started our own little kind of internet radio show called Carefree Food Bites.
Oh, how wonderful.
That's B-Y-T-E-S. And so if people want to listen to us, we come on at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Fridays. And they can Google Carefree Food Bites and find us there. But we're on a channel called Voice America.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's an hour long, and we have different subject matters each week, and we have a lot of fun with it, and we hope people will listen and call in and ask questions.
And Donna, that's the thing about food, is there's so much to learn and know about food. And like you, we are food enthusiasts. We love eating it. We like making it, learning about it. And there is just so much out there about food, and it is such an integral part of our lives.
So oh, very much so.
Great, it's just a great area to be involved in.
I agree. And I think that part of the joy in living is sharing good food with friends and having an opportunity to savor life and maybe take some time to slow down. My guests today, Andrea and Pam, go to their website, carefreegourmet.com, and just really enjoy the journey, the visual journey as well as the recipe journey that they will share with you. Their book, Carefree Gourmet, is a delight for your culinary senses. And boy, will you get the wows from your guests when they come over. Fix it for yourself first to test it out. That's always a good thing. This is Donna Sebo. Pam and Andrea, thank you so much for being with me today. We've got to take a break. We're going to be coming back in just a moment. Carefree Gourmet, perfect for summertime. Go to their website, carefreegourmet.com. This is Donna. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna. We've got a caller in the line waiting, but I'm going to give out our phone number anyway, and I've got something else I want to share with you. Here's the toll-free number if you'd like to call in and chat with me during this next half hour. It is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, this is worldwide. Wherever you are, if you want to call in and chat with me today, you're going to be able to do that. And I also want to mention to those of you who are in the state of Washington, the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair is coming up in August, the first 3 weekends in August. This is an event that is just spectacular. If you want to take your family to something that's just absolutely out of this world, total fun, and stepping back in time into a period where you'll just forget your cares and stresses of the day, then this is an event you want to come to. This is being held at the Maris Farms in Buckley. Now, for more information on this, I encourage you to go to their website, the WashingtonRenFair.com. WashingtonRenFair.com. And don't forget to put an E on the end of the word fair. And they'll have all kinds of information for you, but I got something special. I have got some free family passes. And if you'd like to receive a free family pass, then I want you to send me an email. Send it to Donna@DelphiInternational.com, and in the subject line, put the free family pass, Washington Ren Fair, put the Donna Sebo Show, and just know that it'll catch my eye. I get so many emails that is going to be there, and just say, you know, put in there your contact information so I can be sure that you get this free family pass. I am so excited about this event. I've known the people that have put this together for a number of years. It is just an awesome event, and it's a delight that I'm going to be able to be participating again this year. So I invite you, and if you want that free pass, then send me an email, Donna@DelphiInternational.com. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Tina from Rybrook.
From Rybrook, New York?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the show. Let me
thank
give
you.
You're welcome, and just let me tell you what I perceive right off the top. I'm looking at a huge block right in front of you, and it seems like this gigantic block is changing colors on me. I'm just looking at it, and it's just like it's doing its little neon dance, and I'm going, what in the world is going on here? And I'm seeing you trying, it's like I'm watching a cartoon in my head, and I'm seeing you peeking around the corner, and you say, well, that's, you know, I can look around this corner, and I'm seeing you going to the other end of the box, and you're peeking around the corner, and here it is, it's just changing colors, and all of a sudden, I think you're going to realize that what you're perceiving as an obstacle is an obstacle only because you're so occupied with the focus on it, that even though you're aware that there's nothing that's like a fence, you know, extending out of this block. It's not there. You can move around it. But there's so much going on that's capturing your attention that you think that's what you're supposed to do. And I want to say, stand down, if you will, mentally, and go, wait a minute, what am I perceiving as this block? Is it a person? Is it conditions? What is it that's going on? And if I can look around it, if I can put it into, let's say, a lesser positioning, stop focusing on what it is dazzling me with, then I can get around this thing. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing you making up your mind, and it looks like 6 weeks. It may take you 6 weeks. I'm getting the number six. It might be 6 days, but I'd say on the outside 6 weeks, and you're going to figure out that all you have to do is walk around the block, and you're going to realize that distractions are what kept you fixated on what you thought you needed to give your attention to. And that happens so often in life. So don't beat yourself up over it, and don't say, oh, gee whiz, I was so stupid, blah, blah, blah. Don't go there. Just realize this is a lesson, and it's just an observation patterning that you are developing. So I think that you're going to find there's a lot of change being initiated by you in little steps, but consistent steps, and you're becoming more and more attentive to what is actually real, what is flashy, what is not worth your time, and what is worth your time. And I want to compliment you on that, because I think that that is really a very, very good position to be in. A lot of people never reach that in their entire lifetime. So I want to say you're doing a good job, even though you're feeling a little flustered at this time.
Yeah.
It'll pass. It'll pass, dear. What's your question for me?
Well, I guess it's related to what you're telling me now, is because I've had my house on the market for over, it's going to be 2 years in August, and I lowered the price. I've been fixing it up, and I hope it sells by September.
Well, I wouldn't even go there. You're fixating on the wrong stuff.
Right.
Okay? You're doing the right thing. Okay? You are doing what you need to do to bring your house up to par.
Right.
You are looking at it, and you just say, well, I hear all of this stuff about the economy, so on and so forth. Maybe take your house off the market for a little bit of time if you want in September and just look at it and say, I am going to enjoy this house while I'm here. And I'm going to fix it up so that it's in first-class condition and that right buyer is going to be there. And if you need to change your real estate agent, you change your real estate agent. If you need to perhaps approach the sale of a home through a different level, who knows? I mean, there's just all kinds of options. But you're not stuck because I'm looking at a buyer for your home. Actually, I have to see two buyers competing for your home. So you just focus on what you need to do and take care of bringing everything up to par and have a sense of joy about it.
Okay.
Am I making sense?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Because I've been so worried. So now.
Well, you're putting your energy in the wrong place, dear. Don't put your energy there. Your worrying isn't going to solve anything. It's just going to create more frustration for you. So if you've had it up on the market, this is a slower market. It's a buyer's market for a lot of people.
Right. Yes.
So what you need to do is ask yourself honestly, am I going to give it away? I've known of people that have literally been so panicky that they have given their homes away, and there were buyers that would have been happy to pay their price. And I'm not talking about an overinflated price. Your house isn't $1.5 million. So you're dealing with someone that wants a nice family home. Now, bringing your house up to par is very good.
Oh, great. That's what we've been doing.
So just be patient with it and just know that everything you do is going to enhance it, and that's all you need to do. You just need to know that this is a house you can enjoy while you're living there and allow things to just move in their own order.
Great.
Isn't it a shame we wait to fix up our houses until we move or we're getting ready to move?
I know, right?
It's so silly. We ought to fix them up and make them our personal castles while we're living in them, for heaven's sakes.
I know. I said after 34 years, I just had the basement this weekend waterproofed.
Oh, don't feel bad. That's my grandmother was 92 before she had a closet in her house. Don't wait that long. Don't wait that long. Well, your home will sell, hon. You enjoy this house. If you've been there for 34 years, what's another year?
Right, I know.
Okay?
Well, thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. You have a wonderful day. Did you enjoy the ladies on the first part of the show?
Yes, I did.
Well, I'm gonna share their recipe for the coconut cornbread. I mean, this is so sinful. I've just got to share it. So
yes,
if I have the time, we're gonna share this. I mean, their recipes are so yummy, and of course, you know, there's not a calorie in it.
Oh, right. And I love cooking, so I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Well, you just need to get their cookbook. So I'm gonna share this. But you have a great evening, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Bye bye. This is Donna Sebo. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, here's the telephone number, 888-815-9756. That's right, worldwide. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to go to our next caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Maureen from Tacoma.
Hi, Maureen. You're in Tacoma. Hey, you're in my...
Yeah, we connected many, many years ago, and you've been such an inspiration for me. But I just have to make a comment about that last caller and that comment you made about your grandmother didn't have a closet till she was 92.
Yes.
I was thinking, that's probably a good thing. Because all closets do is fill up with things.
Well, I don't agree. My poor grandmother, when I saw her at 92, and she was a spitfire when she was 92. I mean, she's a wonderful image. This is a gal that ran everybody. This was the matriarch of matriarchs. But she was a little pipsqueak. But my grandfather built the house in 1920, and it had original wood, and this is in Roanoke, Virginia. The trees don't exist anymore that this house was built from. But she did not have a closet. What they had was a bar, like piping connected that created racks. And for all of her life, her clothes were hung on racks like this in their bedroom, and she had a huge house. But at the time it was built, people had armoires. They did not have closets. Yeah, they did not have the closets. But I don't remember ever, when I was a little girl, seeing an armoire in her place. I didn't see it at all.
interesting.
So it's just, it's fascinating. But my point was, don't wait, you know, until
right.
you're ready to croak to enjoy certain things. And what fun you can have cleaning out a closet when it's stuffed.
There you go.
I mean, there's a time when you ought to have a party. Have a party and saying, I'm giving away all this stuff. Let's just have a party and,
you
know, do whatever you want and have your friends over and just do the garbage bag job where this goes to this group and this goes in the trash or whatever and just have fun with it. But I just think life, there's so many good things that we can enjoy. And too often, I know I've been guilty of it, we'll say, well, when the time is perfect, forget it. This is what you have is now.
That won't happen.
That's right. Now, Maureen, I've got to take a break. Will you stay online and we come back? Then I'll come right back to you.
Thank you for your patience.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for yours. Maureen, I'll be coming back to her if you want to chat with me, 888-815-9756, and I'll try to get to that coconut cornbread. Yum. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Call in number 888-815-9756. Let's get to Maureen. Maureen, are you still with me?
I certainly am. Thank you for taking my call, Donna.
It's my pleasure. Now, first thing I want to mention to you is patience is really important right now. You have been working so hard on a particular project for the last, actually three different projects, almost simultaneously. You've really been juggling things for the last year and a half. And I want to encourage you to continue to do that because you are so close to getting to your objective. I don't want you to drop the ball. Also, there is something with writing that I'm observing you doing, and it's as if I just get the writer's block or I'm frustrated. I don't feel I'm as eloquent maybe as I should be. I want to say, remember, when you're writing, write from your heart. Write in whatever is coming through you, however you want to express yourself. You can always work with someone else to do some editing, but at least get it down the way you want. And if it's something that when you're writing it, it just tears at you emotionally, take a deep breath and just go ahead and put it down because nobody else's eyes have to see what you don't want to see. But this is something, you are going through a major metamorphosis, and this major metamorphosis is involving your letting go of certain things of the past. So it's almost as if you're going through shadows of grief, emotional attachment, detachment, just an expansive part of yourself that you are finally able to compartmentalize through writing. And as you're doing this, you are just releasing all kinds of stuff. And you are coming out of it. And when you're finished, it's going to feel like you are an entirely different person. And you're going to say, I really am glad I wrote this out because I have a story to share. And I think it's going to be quite meaningful. Lots of travel will be coming up for you, opportunities anyway, if you want to take advantage of them. And there will be the economics to support it. But it seems to be more in the States than outside the country. But I think you'll have a great, great time. So just hang tough, be consistent, and continue to save your dollars, because that cash is going to come in handy. Do you have a quick question for me?
Well, actually, you're right on. I am working on a writing project for a year and a half with another woman. We are very close to sending it out now in terms of the book proposal, which we have just about a finished manuscript now. But I thought about sending out to about 10 to 12 people to begin with without an agent. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get some insights about sending it out.
Well, I would say the first thing you need to do is go through it yourself and then understand this is going to be a rough draft. And after it's all done, wait until you're all finished and then talk to maybe 10, 15 people, maybe as many as 20, because you and your associate, you should pretty much be able to divide up equally, you know, if you had 10 each, and say, I'd like to know, would you be willing to critique what I've put out here? And I'm looking at content. I want to get your feedback. And what you want to do is depersonalize this. Don't make this personal at all. And what's going to happen? You're going to find that you're going to get some real good critique, and you can say, I'd like to send it back to you again just to see how you feel about the corrections we've made.
Because we've actually been working with a local editor who's cleaned the book for us, who's experienced in writing and publishing.
That's
She's
not the same, honey.
Kind of really put it into the book form and has done a lot of criticism all the way through, you know?
Well, I know, but that's not the same.
It's not the
same. The key is, no, you need a rough draft. Give it to friends, people that that you feel are articulate. Ask if they will do a review of it for you and give you their critiques. If you're working with an editor, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to chop out the meat. There are two. I just had a guest on last week. She said that there were people that said, oh, you don't need certain portions. And she found that she did need those portions, and she had to put them back in. So don't throw...
Actually, she's just helping us with the grammar and the structure more than the content.
Good. Yeah. That's good. Remember, you don't want to change content. That's what you want to get your feedback on. The grammar is easy enough. Somebody else can always do it. But get the stuff down on the piece of paper first, okay? And then you can do the rest later. So finish what you're writing.
Yeah, we have 120 pages now.
Well, that's good. That's good. So just keep on, hon. I'm going to have to move along because I've got another caller waiting.
Thank you very much.
Now, Maureen, if you want a free pass to the Renaissance Fair, send me an email.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Great day.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to go to our next caller. Number is, let's see, our telephone number to call into is 888-815-9756. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thank you for taking my call.
What's your first name or initial, dear?
Dorothy.
And where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Where in Ohio?
In Toledo.
In Toledo. Well, I'm so delighted that you're on the show with me today. Let me give you my feedback as I'm watching the clock, and I know we're running out of time.
Okay.
The first thing that I'm looking at, Dorothy, is you're a hard worker, you're very sincere, you're known for your honesty, and yet I'm seeing tears in your eyes because you feel like someone just is not being fair. And there has been apparently some pretty harsh words and very critical admonitions that people have put into your environment, and you wonder if you should pursue your dreams. If, gee whiz, as you're getting older, if it's sort of silly, and I want to say absolutely, and for heaven's sakes, whoever these people are that seem to know or presume that they know what's best for you, you have to remember something. You are learning how to stand on your own two feet in a whole new way. And lots of times people that are afraid of losing someone that they have been able to depend upon for everything will do everything they can to sabotage you. Doesn't mean they love you any less, but they will do this to you. So you need to remember, don't give up your dreams, and I put that in the plural, don't give up the dreams that you have that are deep within you because they're your dreams. They don't belong to anybody else. They belong to you. And you have the right and the privilege to be able to expect to experience those dreams and their accomplishments that come with the attainment of same. So don't buy into other people's attitudes. This is part of your big lesson right now. Trust, release, and believe in yourself. Do you have a quick question for me, dear? I know I'm getting close to time here.
No, I think you answered it.
I love it
so
when
much.
I answer. What did I answer?
Well, just the way I've been feeling and, you know, being able to address my dream, and I've just been feeling so down and
don't give it
really
up. Don't give it up. Just don't do that, Dorothy. You be good to yourself. Hun, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go. And, you know,
Thank
if you wanted
you
to call in
much.
And talk about your particular aspiration, we could do that, too, with another show.
Okay.
But I'm out of time, so I am going to have to go.
Thank you.
You are
God
so
bless.
Welcome. You have a magnificent evening. This is Donna Sebo. It's such a delight. That coconut cornbread is going to have to wait until tomorrow. I'm telling you, it's lip-smacking good. And I can just smell it right now. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You are so significant. Whoever you are, wherever you make a difference. I can't tell you how important you are, and I'm so delighted that you're sharing your time with me today. Tomorrow, we have got a wonderful, wonderful guest. We are going to be talking about Waiting for Autumn with Scott Blum. Tune in and share the hour with us. We're delighted always to have you come and visit. Donna Sebo here. We'll be here at the same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.